President Hassan Rouhani says Iran and India have decided to expand and upgrade their relations from mere trade partners.
The economic cooperation between the two countries can now be more extensive than before. Iran and India today made an important decision to boost their ties beyond trade and turn it into a full-fledged relationship.
Rouhani made the remarks after Iranian and Indian ministers signed a number of agreements in Tehran. According to the Iranian president, Tehran and New Delhi have discussed cooperation in banking systems as well as biotechnology, nanotechnology, and aerospace. Rouhani said terrorism has turned into a great challenge in the region and that India and Iran will expand their intelligence sharing in the fight against terror. Narendra Modi, for his turn, said that he has exchanged views with Iranian officials on major regional and global issues.
India and Iran also share a crucial stake in peace, stability, and prosperity of the region. We have agreed to consult closely and regularly on combating threats of terrorism, radicalism, drug trafficking, and cybercrime.
Modi said India is seeking to expand overall ties with Iran in railway, transit, oil and gas, as well as cultural sectors. The Indian premier added that New Delhi is also trying to find new business routes to Iran. The Indian prime minister, along with Afghanistan and Iran's presidents, will later in the day sign a tripartite agreement to turn Iran's southeastern port city of Chabahar to a trade and transit zone linking the three countries. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has arrived in Tehran for the ceremony. Well, joining us now in our studios is political commentator Sayed Mostafa Khoshchashm to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Khoshchashm, welcome to the program. First of all, talk to us about the significance of the expanding of ties on various different sectors between Iran and India.
In the name of God, hello, and thank you very much for inviting me. Well, as a matter of fact, the age-old relations between the two states dates back to several centuries ago when thousands of Iranians went to India, and they are still in there, and some of Persian words are still used in their everyday conversations. But the significance of these ties goes beyond simple regional relations. You know, an energy-hungry country like India has always been loyal to its partner, Iran, even under the sanctions. They imported crude from Iran despite the fact that they were under the United States' harsh pressures. And in the meantime, Iran is of geopolitical political interest for India, that's in tight rivalry with Pakistan. Even their geopolitical rivalries in the region have now stretched to the political scene in Afghanistan. And India could use the transit route through Chabahar, Afghanistan and Chabahar, to reach the Central Asian markets and bypass Pakistan. So it's of paramount importance to India to work with Iran and to increase in its economic and trade and transit interactions with Tehran. In the meantime, because it's been always loyal to Iran and stood by Iran even when Iran was under the harsh sanctions of the United States and its allies, Iran is much interested to develop its ties with these states. One is Switzerland, that you saw in a scarce meeting with Iranian supreme leader. Iranian leader encouraged Switzerland to develop ties. It was very scarce meeting between the Iranian leader and a European president or leader. The same is true with regard to India. Iran has prioritized expanding relations with those states that stood by its side when it was under sanctions. That's why Iran is much interested to keep India in the development of its energy field, Farzad B, in the Persian Gulf. And also, the two sides can work more in order to confront the threat of drug trafficking that's posed by in Afghanistan, and also the terrorism and war that's waging across the region, especially in Afghanistan, that borders both countries. So they have different interests in developing their ties, including supply of energy needs to India through Iran. And this corridor, the Chabahar corridor, shows trust that these nations have in each other in order to rely on each other, that I'll explain later in the program.
Well, of course, you mentioned Chabahar. Later on, a trilateral agreement will be signed between India, Iran, and Afghanistan for the establishment, further establishment of the southeastern port city. What can establishing Chabahar as a trade and transit zone do for the region?
You know, Chabahar is considered now as a regional hub. It is a means, this agreement that its initial idea was endorsed 14 years ago in an MOU signed by the three countries. Ever since then, India has been interested in developing Chabahar port in Iran, as I said, in order to bypass Pakistan, its regional rival. But what matters more is that increased interactions in area of economy, transit, and transport of passengers and cargoes means more interests. This trilateral agreement is can be studied in two aspects, in economic aspects and in political ones. From the viewpoint of economy, increased interactions means that these three states are trying, through their collective efforts, to expand their economic, shared economic interests in order to activate each other's potentials and use each other's capacities in order to earn more from each other. And this means that the idea of connectivity, connecting regional states to each other, is being materialized through this agreement. Remember that this railway link could be linked to similar arrangements that Iran has had with Oman, Iran, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, also to a rail link that starts from Iran and goes to Turkmenistan and Kazakhstan. Also, it could be linked to the Silk Road Railway that starts from China to Kyrgyzstan, to Tajikistan, Afghanistan, and Iran. So it shows that an interwoven network of rail links could be developed through these networks. One is this Chabahar corridor. And it's very important for the economy of India, Afghanistan, and Iran, of course, from political aspects. Remember that underdevelopment is a major constituent of many unrest, instability, and insecurity in every part of the world. And this trilateral agreement and the Chabahar corridor could provide for the development of the region, especially in bordering areas, and it could help the three states expand their relations and interactions with each other due to more shared economic incentives and gains. Therefore, they could, alongside each other, they could stand against common threats and they could stand up for their shared interests. And one common threat is terrorism and drug trafficking.
Indeed.
So it's of paramount importance to all the three states.
Well, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke of expanding intelligence and efforts in fighting terrorism, as you just mentioned. Iran has already established itself as a major player in the fight against terrorism in the region. What significant role can India play in that regard?
Well, you know, India has come under attack on many cases by the terrorists, and it values Iran's valuable experiences in this field. Remember that now in Syria and Iraq, Iran is on the front line, its advisors, of course, and it's providing advice to the regional forces along with the Russian Air Force that's providing air backup in order to push back the terrorists. And Iran and its allies and aligned forces like Ansarullah, that's an aligned force thinking the same way as Iran, they are the only forces in the region that have succeeded in pushing back the Al-Qaeda and ISIL in different parts, in Yemen, in Syria, Iraq, and other parts of the region. So India values much Iran's ideas, experiences, and information. And remember that now that Mullah Akhtar Mansour, the head of the Taliban, has been assassinated and killed, now there might be internal rivalries among the Taliban, and some of them might be radicalized to join ISIL, and ISIL might grow up and become reinvigorated in Afghanistan, and that poses a major potential threat to India as well.
Thank you very much, political commentator Mr. Said Mostafa Hosh, joining us in our studios here in Tehran.